Israeli forces have killed two more Palestinians in the West Bank. Clashes broke out after Palestinians took to the streets to vent their anger over deadly shooting incidents in the occupied West Bank and the Israeli war on the Gaza Strip. Palestinian security officials have identified the victims of the latest Israeli shootings, a 16-year-old Nasri Mahmoud Baqatqa and 18-year-old Bassem Abu Rub. The death toll in the West Bank over the past 3 days has now hit 11. On Friday, five Palestinians were killed in three separate incidents involving Israeli troops and settlers. Tension in the West Bank has been running high since Tel Aviv launched its offensive on the Gaza Strip. Earlier on Friday, violence broke out as mourners took to the streets for the funerals of the people killed in the shootings. Angry protesters set an Israeli military tower on fire and brought down a nearby fence.
A funeral was held today for Palestinian teenager Mohammed Al-Araj, who was shot dead by Israeli forces on Thursday night. He was killed as almost 20,000 Palestinians took part in a protest against Israel's continued offensive on the Gaza Strip. The demonstrators were also angry about Israel's banning of their access to Al-Aqsa Mosque during the holiest night of Ramadan, Laylat al-Qadr. Thursday night protests turned violent at Kalandia checkpoint. Israeli forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets at demonstrators, while Palestinians responded with throwing stones and Molotov cocktails. Several protesters were killed as Israeli soldiers targeted them with live bullets.
And today is the funeral of the martyr of the march of yesterday, the march of Jerusalem, the march of the Laylat al-Qadr, the march of breaking the siege in Jerusalem, the march of being with Gaza by hearts and by blood. He is the victim of the crimes of Israel yesterday, the same as was happening in Gaza. This young guy of 17 years old has been killed by live bullets in his head.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
I thank God that my son went to protest along with the other people at Qalandia checkpoint against the occupation and he died as a hero. My message to the international community is that they need to end their silence about the continuous crimes committed by Israel against the Palestinian people.
Protests against the Israeli offensive on Gaza go unabated in the West Bank. Israeli soldiers killed and injured a number of other Palestinians.
Following the killing of 16 Palestinians in an UNRWA school in Gaza, alongside the continued Israeli offensive against the Gaza Strip, almost 20,000 Palestinians marched down to Qalandia camp in order to demand an end to the bloody assault. However, this in turn led to more bloodshed. 17-year-old Mohammed Al-Araj was killed by the Israeli military at Qalandia checkpoint last night. His body has now been laid to rest. Nell Burton for Press TV, occupied Qalandia, Ramallah.
Let's talk to Press TV's Nell Burton in Ramallah. Nell, just how intense is the situation going to get in the West Bank?
Well, we're now seeing demonstrations taking place in every city of the West Bank and most of the countryside too. It seems that every person, people who would usually never be out on demonstrations, these aren't people who are, you know, in disparate conditions inside of refugee camps or suffering from the serious economic downturn this year. This is people from all walks of life who are just fed up with the continued onslaught of the Gaza Strip, with the incursions that took place in the West Bank just 2 weeks before the invasion of the Gaza Strip, and also of the continuous deaths that are taking place now in the West Bank, the punitive measures that the Israelis are using against anyone who goes out to demonstrate their rights as Palestinians. Palestinians here really have no rights. There's no freedom of movement. Their lives are dozens of checkpoints, hundreds of checkpoints throughout the West Bank, the wall cutting them off from their Jerusalemite neighbours, from their holy sanctuaries. There's also flying checkpoints at any one time. And, you know, they can't freely demonstrate without the soldiers indiscriminately shooting at the crowds. And, you know, this is just highlights what happened today. Six people were killed today and two people this evening, on Friday evening, as they took to the streets in Tokaram, Nablus, Jenin, Hebron, Ramallah, Qalandia checkpoint. Qalandia checkpoint is now burning, and there's actually shooting going on between both the Israelis and the Palestinians.
Of course, now, is there the possibility of an all-out armed struggle?
Well, I think we're actually getting to the point where we're actually in an all-out armed struggle. The Palestinians are already using live fire now against the Israelis, which we haven't seen since the Second Intifada. Although the majority of demonstrations are relatively peaceful, people are throwing stones. There's a lot of fireworks being thrown and some Molotov cocktails. But I haven't seen this level of violence actually in the area since the Second Intifada.
All right, Press TV's Nell Burden reporting from Ramallah. Thanks, Nell.